بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا عائشة إياك ومحقرات الذنوب فإن لها من الله طالبة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أحمد. This is a point we regularly emphasize time and time again, that whether in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan, whether you are in a blessed time or blessed place, you are at home or you are in the masjid, you are in your hometown or you are in the Haramain Sharifain, the biggest ibadah, the most important ibadah, and the purpose of our life, it is to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. That is the biggest ibadah you and I can do in the month of Ramadan. If Laylatul Qadr comes, and we know that tonight is Laylatul Qadr, and we were to pass it without disobeying Allah Ta'ala, that Laylatul Qadr will be successful. That is that in light of the Quran hadith, I am saying that. Now in this hadith, I wish to point towards a specific aspect regarding this. What is this? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Aisha, beware of those sins which are deemed trivial, because they will be specifically asked about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, in every community, sometimes in a community, sometimes in a mahol, sometimes in our own life, sometimes in our household, some sins, they lose importance. For a reason, maybe everyone is doing it, so it's lost importance. Maybe because we have many other good things in our life, so that sin has been there, so we don't give it much attention. Whereas the ulama have written that any sin, be it major or minor, if it is carried out with istighfar means you don't think it's a big deal, then automatically it's a major sin. Even if it is the most minor sin, if it has this quality of istighfar, that it's no big deal, you think that, then in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, it's a major sin. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Aisha radiallahu anha that be very aware and very precautious about these sins, because these are the things a person often brushes away. He looks at what is good in his life instead of this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Aisha that, you know, be very careful, look through your life, is there any sin because you have deemed it trivial, so you're not paying attention to it, so it is carrying on because you will be asked about it in front of Allah Ta'ala. Look, shaitan, he has his ways. And one of them is this, that he makes a sin, one sin, two sins, three sins, deemed trivial in each person's life. Because he knows that as long as the sin remains important in your eyes, you will carry out tawbah, you will worry about removing it. And the moment a sin becomes trivial, you think it's no big deal, then you and him are on the same route. He's not worried about it and you're not worried about it either. So, this Ramadan, one very important ibadah we can do is look through our life and see, is there anything like that? The sins we are worrying about, alhamdulillah. You have a sin in your life, but you're worried about it and you're busy doing tawbah, you're doing very well. But you have a sin like this in your life, that is something to worry about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself and thereafter.